So yeah, I'm starting the recording now. Cool. Well, it hasn't been the first day of Sumo, am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Spoiler warnings ahead.
Spoilers, because oh boy, does this spoils be warnings? Because it's interesting. It's really interesting. We have two Yokozuna again at day one. Obviously, nobody has pulled out as that I know. I need to check the NHK and JSA. Those are the three letters. Nice. I got it, guys. Too many three letter acronyms in sumo. To check if anybody pulled after day one, but we have lots to talk about. So let's get right onto it with the intro. All right, guys. I got the wrong version of the intro, but that's fine.
I was hearing it
enjoyed.
and I was like, oh, that's the
Yeah.
long one.
Yeah. Oopsies. I am joined
That's
by ever present Tamano
hello.
Sato. Second ever present, Tenho.
Hello, everyone.
And sometimes present, a silent Kunosagi. I've just had Shonichi first day, as you were saying in the pre-show. Any big takeaways you guys wanna start with?
Waka Takakage is washed and will never win a sumo match again.
That's a tough take.
That's a hot take, but man did I almost called him Ochiai. I'm back in 2023. No. Dilhakuoho manhandle. Waka Takakage, beautifully, I might say. I like both of them. And it was a
He
first
just
for.
bullied them.
Oh, he went. Because Waka Takakage is right, I think. He's Migiyotsu. He drives inside right. Hakuoho got his left in, pushed him to the side, and just Oshidashi'd him in like 2 seconds. It was crazy. It
Yeah.
was beautiful. And I'm a
Waka
Waka
couldn't
Takakage
do
fan.
anything.
Hmm?
Waka couldn't do anything. He was just overwhelmed by Hakuoho's strong tachi-ai and straightforwardness. And yeah, it was great to see. I'm happy to see it, honestly. I like Hakuoho. Hope he can be the start of a very good tournament for him before he get the Ozeki.
Ooh, he gets the
That's
Ozeki. So
Yeah,
the maybe
that's what happened.
Ozeki, and then now the real Ozeki. Who, by the way,
Yeah.
won the Slap Fest versus Abi. What I expected was Abi to do some bullshit, and I was expecting to start the basho being like, all right, this Kotozakura again. He cannot win ever again. Other than like a 7-7 day 15. But still. Did any match stand out to you, Tenho? Did anything was like, damn, that was some sumo.
A Tobi Zaru match, yeah. I mean,
Oh man, that was.
I put it in the IRL Sumo channel. After that match, I looked at the channel. I was like, "What the fuck did I just watch?"
It was crazy. I
It was
yelled
like,
so much about that match.
man, I don't know what Shonanumi was on about, really.
He was on drugs.
It
That's the
must
only
have been.
explanation.
Either he was
Like, he
too.
was
I
crazy.
don't know. It was
Yeah.
insane. He didn't fight, basically. He made very poor efforts at anything. He almost stepped out by himself at one point just to finish it.
Like 13 times.
Yeah.
Like
Man.
13 times
And
he
Tobi
stepped
Zaru,
out.
he climbed the ring at first. He climbed the ring with like taping on both, like on a knee and an elbow with like a black eye. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man? This guy been through a grinder or something.
Yeah.
Was it Jungyo? Was it expected that he was gonna be injured? I didn't see much leading to the tournament because I've been so busy.
He injured himself last basho, and he pulled out on day 13.
Right, okay.
So it wasn't sure if he was going to fight or not, this Basho, but he said he was going to.
I see.
And boy, did he.
Oh boy, he definitely showed up.
That was not sumo, but that was sure entertaining.
It was sure something.
That was sumo, I think.
Yeah, I think he checks all the boxes for it being sumo, guys.
And then Ura also had a pretty nice match.
Oh yeah,
against
Oshoma.
That leg pick.
I did see it coming like 15 minutes away, but still he pulled it off, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I think both of them are like, they've both been Olympic wrestling trainees. I think they both did.
I know Oshoma did. I'm not sure about Ura though.
Something in the back of my brain says Ura did it at some point, but I might be wrong. Anyways, I'm looking at the Torikomi. What other matches? Sada Noumi just did very nicely versus Astakoryu. Very solid, straight Yorikiri from the 35-year-old? 38! 38! Oh man, yeah, no, he's really old. He's not 40, but he's 38.
But getting close to that.
Getting really close, getting real damn close. The Tachi of Daiesho and Fujinokawa, one of them I think got concussed immediately, and I think it was Fujinokawa.
Oh, Tochinokawa, he was bullied out.
Oh, no, yeah, he was. I mean, yeah. He is like half the size of Daiesho, so expected.
Yeah.
Because Fujinokawa is Oshi. Yeah, former Sekiwake M10 for some reason, so obviously he's gonna... I think he can double digit. I don't know if, like, that's...
Depends if he completely recovered from the injury that took him out of Sanyaku.
That's true.
But at least 8 or 9 wins.
Yeah, no, I think Kachikoshi...
I don't see him go lower.
No, he's so low.
It just shows the difference of... kills.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fujinokawa last time got 11 wins, right?
10.
Yeah, not 10 wins.
But still.
And now it just really shows the difference still in levels.
No, oh, yeah, it's crazy. Tenho, are you talking to a GPS right now?
No, sorry. Let me turn down my TV.
Also, Kusano was a bit disappointing.
Oh, it was really weird. It was really weird that he was trying to go for throws for some reason.
I feel like he got overwhelmed by Takanosho's straightforward move, and nothing came to plan.
No, yeah, it was really...
a bad loss.
Yeah, no, it was pretty horrible.
But I think he will bounce back.
No, yeah, I think Kusano, he's big. Like, he's smart. The difference between him and Fujinokawa is that he's big, so, like, some matches, the weight factor will make a difference.
And he's not huge.
Normal
sumo size.
Yeah, he's pretty average. He's pretty average.
But, yeah, it does have this to help a bit for the top rank. But yeah, just a bit of an experience, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it happens, it's normal.
And also, that Hirado Umi, half a second Hatakikomi on Gonayama was crazy.
Yeah.
He just blam. And then, like, Gonayama was on the floor.
And Atami Fuji just said nope to.
Many times. Okay. Yeah, no.
No answer.
No.
So, like, is Atami Fuji finally evolving?
Maybe.
Finally getting that step?
I don't know. We'll see. I know he's probably going to be in range to get bulldozed by Ono Sato and have a decent match against Toshoryu.
We'll get to the Yokozuna in a moment, because I have things to say about one of them.
Just going to say, I don't think Atami Fuji will get bulldozed by Ono Sato. Atami Fuji is the heaviest guy in the top division.
That is
if true. If Onosato bulldoze him, that's incredible. I want to see that.
Man, yeah, it would be an incredible feat of, yeah, like, strength.
And Atami Fuji is like Maegashira of 3, so it will likely happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see Atami Fuji versus Oshoryu because I know who's going to win. And I don't like it. But also, I do want to see Onosato versus Atami Fuji.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a fun one. Not Oshoryu, yeah, versus Atami Fuji, though.
Kirishima versus Oho was pretty run-of-the-mill. Kirishima just actually showing up to fight.
Yeah.
It was pretty good to see a good Kirishima match in ages. And then you have...
Kirishima.
Exactly. And then you have his bro, Oshoryu, doing whatever the hell that was.
I guess he was not expecting Kawashi to pull.
No. I think...
Which I guess I was not either.
I think you just solved the dilemma on my mind. He wasn't expecting Tamashi to go back, because if you see the match, Oshoryu slips in a moment and he's too low, and that's why he starts falling down to the Hatakikomi. That's it. Tamashi was brilliant. He expected Oshoryu to put too much pressure to not be moved and use that to like make him lose his balance, but okay, Oshoryu kind of gained it back, but he already had a hand on his neck pushing down again. And he kind of picked the leg. Really fast.
Oshoryu grabbed the leg, and he got really lucky. Because I think most...
Honestly?
Would have fall.
I'm kind of surprised there was no Monoi in that match.
Me too. I'm glad there was no. Yeah, because they were going to... either overturn it or do Torinoshi, and we know Tamawashi was gonna win. But I mean, I will give it to Oshoryu, which I do like him, that his hand was lightning quick to get onto the leg and pull while falling. Yeah. And I don't know how you do that other than reflex.
Really,
and that was
really lucky and
really lucky.
Good thinking on the spot.
On the spot, yeah, because he was.
Yeah, it was bad position. Bad position.
Really bad. He was losing. And I think it was something... Yeah. I think they can pull something like dead body rule, defending hand, whoever was still inside of the plane of the Dohyo, whatever. And I think, like, sure, yeah. I'll eat it up. It's day one.
It's okay. Oshoryu get Takayasu.
Oh, that's also
a tough one for Oshoryu.
I mean, I wasn't impressed, obviously, because Atami Fuji just bulldozed almost Takayasu.
Yeah.
So I'm not expecting the best Takayasu tournament, because he's very high up for modern Takayasu, contemporary Takayasu.
And sticking around, because
he's been Komusubi three times in a row, which is crazy. Yeah. He did get very lucky that one time, the first buffer.
Yeah.
But
9 phase rank, okay.
Half a rank, I still remember Senshu talking about that one. And then obviously you have the main event, Onosato just doing Onosato things, just.
Yeah.
What can you say? Aonishiki did something wrong. I don't know what was it, but it didn't work really well.
What he did wrong was showing up that day.
Pretty much, yeah. But the thing is, I think Onosato just clicks every spot that Aonishiki cannot respond to. He's just too big, too strong. And the Oshi style, it just doesn't suit Aonishiki. He cannot defend against that.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good versus Yotsu, but because he's a very good technician. But man, overwhelming Oshi has been his weakness.
Yeah. And I think Onosato is the perfect kryptonite to...
Yeah.
To Aonishiki.
Who does he have tomorrow?
Aonishiki?
Yeah.
Aonishiki gets Atami Fuji and Onosato gets Tamawashi. So maybe Kimboshi time.
Maybe another Kimboshi time.
If the two old guys get both Kimboshis.
That would be insane. Would be, I mean, Takayasu leads Hoshoryu by a mile in terms of wins in their head-to-head. Like,
isn't
by
it
a lot.
7-4?
Hmm?
9-2. Isn't it
like 9-2?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, if you exclude the Fusa, 9-2. Hoshoryu did win last time, last basho.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows? And it was against a strong Takayasu who went 10-5. So, you know, maybe.
But the thing is, Hoshoryu tends to... I feel like he gets overwhelmed when he fights Takayasu. He tries dumb sumo, and it just never works because Takayasu is just... Bad Takayasu, Inder Takayasu, whatever. Takayasu is strong, he is big, and he is solid. And
fair.
that just plays completely against Oshoryu's style. So I kinda hope, which is sounds bad, that Takayasu just cannot get his groove and loses tomorrow. Because I want to see Oshoryu 2-0. You know, starting well, starting strong, and I don't want to see him lose.
Yeah, just, no, because like,
he has no luck so far.
No.
As a Yokozuna, I want that luck to turn around.
I agree that it's luck. I think he has just been having the worst luck possible in terms of injuries and timings and opponents. That's his fault. That's his fault.
Yeah, that's a part of the problem. He gets injured, he doesn't fight, so then he pushes himself too far during training, and he re-injured himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem, and that's something that Tatsunami Oyakata needs to hammer down his fucking head.
Yeah, and...
Two things. You don't go for throws, and you stop injuring yourself. Stop being dumb.
And I think I wanna guess which day he will start wearing like taping on his elbow, because like he always starts clean, no taping, no covers in his limbs. By the end, he's like wearing like a sock. He's wearing an elbow cover, and I wanna guess which day he's gonna. I think by day 5, if he doesn't put something covering his body, I think he will finish the term. That's my guess.
Ooh. You need to write that somewhere.
Okay, I'll write that somewhere.
I think
where?
He has a song on by day 8.
Just in the voice chat, I guess you can.
Yeah, I'll put it in the voice box. If Osh does not wear any covers. Suppressors, braces, etc. By day 5, he finishes. That's my guess. Takatsu's guess.
Let's go.
Also, we've been reminded by Genbu that we need to do the jump for our RTY Basho.
I should.
Is Genbu going to be participating?
I don't think so.
So it's season 10.
And Hitoki, it's on the spreadsheet, and Hitoki wants in. Let me ping. Yeah.
I'm gonna write him
Hitoki,
down.
Hitoki, do you wanna pick RTY Chum Chum today?
Shoot. I mean, should we ping everyone that usually plays? And
there was someone that didn't play last time that didn't because it was IRL. So I'm trying to think who it was. Was it Shitayama?
Shitayama.
Right.
So we have. I'm gonna also take them off. And so basically, Enkaga and Midori and Genbu.
Enkaga, Midori. Akamidori?
Yeah. Yeah, Kuma Midori.
Kuma Midori, yeah, it's the previous one. That's why I wasn't being able to find Kuma Midori. Do you want to
Pama's like, sorry, old habits die hard.
Jump today.
Yeah, that's an old
Yeah, no, it's the old, the OG. Let me DM Genbu. Yo.
Yeah.
Genbu.
Because what we can do is we can do
wanna
it
pick
next this week.
Participate.
In Rodeo Kojuna injury news, Tomino Sato is fucking destroyed.
Apparently, yeah. I want to know what's going on.
No, basically, it's just the injuries that I have. And I was like, Tomino Sato does not have luck with injuries. He gets a lot of injuries.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to write this, you know.
So like it's a lore thing. You're not like retiring.
Yeah. It's just no. It's just a lore thing.
Right. Okay. I thought it was the last of Tomino Sato.
No. Because he got injured. I think the last 5 bar shows he got at least twice injured every tournament.
Mm-hmm.
At least 2 injuries per tournament. And yeah, mm-hmm. I just wanted some lore shit. I don't write. I don't have the time to write mm-hmm. too much lore. Which pisses me off because I like lore.
Mm.
I like flop.
Hitoki's on the wilderness, whatever that means. So next week would be better. I'm thinking next week also because it might just be better to like let people know in advance. Do you boss Gyoji, man? Do you know if the tournament is happening anytime soon, or we're gonna wait for RL?
I have no that gum idea.
I think Maru said. It's something like the Gyoji announcements or something about it.
Yeah, there's a few things that still need to be ironed up.
Okay.
But not so far.
Right. Well, okay. Well, we let's see what we're doing in next. I mean, hopefully we have time to do next week.
We can take like 10-15 minutes. It's not. You know, while the people that
No, the problem is if the tournament, our tournament starts this week, and then we cannot do RTY, because...
No.
It shouldn't be starting this
week. Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Because then we can do it next week, then. It's fine.
I mean, don't we normally do the draft, like, the hour before the Ba Show starts?
It really depends.
Yeah.
Like, we did the champ chump draft once, and then Maru pinged us an hour later saying block one was up.
It was last time. Because it was even, like, something like that. It was the one before that. It was very recent, that. It was very funny. Mm. What else?
Makes us 7 to play if Genbu joins.
If Genbu joins. And also if Shitaya, Menkage, and Komomidori decide to. Hitoki messaged Genbu wanting to take part, so, you know.
Yeah. Also, Kunosagi, do you want to play also? Okay. I don't know if you're around or not, but if you want to play.
Audio is not... Like, your bubble becomes green, but we don't hear, like, anything. We hear, like, some very weird reverberation, but not actual words.
Because basically Kuno typed, like, 20 minutes ago that
he'll
pipe up for you. Mm-hmm. But Oh, hey. Hello.
No, I haven't said anything.
Oh, yeah, no, you're being able to. Nice. Will you partake in Chum Chum then?
Sorry?
Do you want to participate in the RTY Chum Chum for this tournament?
Of course. Why
cool.
Not?
Cool. Then be here next week, because then we'll have me, Tama, Tenho, you as well?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah,
cool.
Still participating.
No, about the champ. Are you gonna be one to pick next week?
Yes.
Cool. Then we'll have 4, Hitoki 5, and then maybe 8-9 people, depending. That would be cool. That'll be a nice one.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. Also, Terukazi sometimes participates. We can ping them later.
Yeah, he has not played in
quite. You know why? But sometimes they do. Well, I don't know. What else do we have off soon?
We also have, and that got that was told at the start of the week. I don't know if you guys heard, but very sadly,
I heard you.
Naomi lost his mother, so that's really damn sad.
And she was like quite young as well, 55. Yes,
55.
Yeah,
I think. Like, ooh, she's a year younger than my mother. So that's tough. And he lost his father and his grandmother last year, a week apart from each other or something, or a month apart. So, yeah, if Metakeomi does not do well, I completely understand it. His mother was a real fixture in tournaments. You could see her often.
Yeah.
She had made like a full fan club of Filipino mothers for sumo. So yeah, it's really sad. Just wanted to say that. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Did you say Hironomi?
Mitakeumi's mother.
Gotcha. Yeah, I messed up on the name.
Yeah, no, it's alright.
So that sucks. sorry for writing
that. Sucks anyways.
R.I.P. Yeah. But if you want to talk, about next then tomorrow, Oshomi fights in the top division.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Oshi.
Shishi. Hitoshi. Okay, fine. Okay, I can see it. I can dream.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, hopefully. Hitoshi got like overpromoted anyway.
Yeah, anyway, yes.
He doesn't deserve that.
Oshomi deserves more,
taking Hitoshi's spot in the top division.
Yeah, no, that would be poetic justice, because J6 East 10 wins, Maegashira 17, what? What?
Yeah. And Oshomi at Jury of 3 and 8 wins does not get it?
Yeah.
Fuck you, JSA.
It is crazy.
I know where you live.
But at least Daisaizen got his win versus Shishi.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the Juryo debutees today?
I did.
Asa Suiryu, Asa Akuryu won. Nishinoryu won. That was cool. Nishinoryu looking strong.
Looked good.
Both looking strong.
Well, Kyokukaiu had the tough hand dealt to him with Asanoyama on day one. So
yeah. That's I'm not too surprised. Asanoyama won. I was so happy. I got a bit scared. I'm always scared when I see him fight. Why? I don't know.
Because he has knees of glass.
Yeah. That's a good reason. But I mean. And apart from those four fights, I slept through most of Juryo. Like,
I mean, yeah. Juryo,
honestly, like, it's sad. But apart from those four, Mita and Oshomi, I don't know.
Juryo was pretty mid today.
We just want, like, it would be so amazing if Asanoyama, Asa Suiryu, and Asa Hakuryu are all in the lead for the
three-way Zensho playoff in Jury.
That would
maybe
be
not Zensho, maybe not Zensho, but a three-way playoff between those three would be amazing.
Awesome.
I would love it.
I don't know what I was expecting in my washi colors, but Nishinoryu, I expected he was going to go black. I think he was going to pick something very, very like simple. Kyokukaiu, I really like the blue.
Nice blue.
The gray looks amazing on Asasuiryu. It's not flashy, but it's a different gray from like what you think of gray. You know, it's like it's an interesting gray. I don't know how, but I think it's like almost beigey. I liked it.
But the Suiryu doesn't like mean red or something.
Yes, but the story. The story is that Sui means jade, and he said in a press conference, "I want my Mawashi to be gray, so I'm an unpolished stone, and if I ever get to the top division, it will be green like a jade."
That's
I thought good. That's really cool.
I did not hear that. That is cool.
It was a random thing I saw somewhere in the end. I thought it was really damn cool.
Imagine if you just got a gray one and he came up with this. Like, no, it was planned, guys. I swear.
There was not enough dye.
Asanoyama also got a new belt.
Black? Didn't he have black?
It's not really black, this one. It's got like a weird shade of purplish.
Oh, okay.
And like, I think. No, am I being?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I didn't pay attention. It was just black for me.
I heard he got a new one from his mother.
Oh.
So and like I was like, yeah, that's not this. That is not the black. If you watch Don Don Sumo, you can see.
Oh, okay, I don't watch it there. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I pick some Nikan Sports photos. I see. Okay, yeah, it's kind of like a mash between like a brown and a wine color.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. Okay.
And it's nice.
It is nice. Actually.
It's not flashy, not too.
But probably, hopefully, better for his look than the green one.
Yeah. I mean, because back in the day when he started, he had like a purplish belt, didn't he?
When he was, he had a very purple belt. I think he had a plain black at some point.
Yeah, when he came back.
The first time. He had. Yeah, a black one. And then he had the green one and not this purplish one. Is it that? I think he had more. Let me see. Let me know. Yeah, it's annoying.
Let's put the podcast on pause for.
Because Mawashi shenanigans. Mawashi shenanigans.
But the thing is, I do not find Asahakuryu's belt.
Oh, it was fucking. A blue. It was a bluish. Like a deep blue. Like a dark blue. Like navy.
Oh, okay. Man's just got knocked out.
What?
Sorry, I'm watching football on my TV and I just watched someone get smacked straight in the head into a teammate's ass.
Well, we see that every single day with Subo, so I'm joking. No.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently 2017 he had a blue, like a navy one. Then he had his purple one, which he won his usual one. Then he had a black one already in 2021. He had a black one, so that's three. He comes back again on the black, if it's the same one, I don't know. Then he has his green one, four, and now he has the new one, purplish one. It's five. It's a lot of belts.
That's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
If people keep forgetting Shishi's skill, I must remind them Shishi has won a Juryo title.
Kotosho won like three. You know, like there's levels to it.
He's good.
He's not. I just feel he's not cut for Makuuchi. At least not single-digit Maga Shiraz.
No, not single-digit. See, he can hang into 17, his favorite rank.
Yeah.
Like,
he's going to do what Toki Hayate did around this time last year, where he's just going to get saved every single Bonzak hit.
I don't think he will get that luck.
No, I think he will fall to Jirio.
Like, I remember when Toki did that, you sent the meme, it was just Indiana Jones grabbing his fucking hat.
Yeah, dude, I remember that. Jurio was really boring. Jurio was tough. I did not watch Makushita, however, so I don't know how it went. So I'm looking at Seihakuho lost. Satoru Fuji lost.
I woke up around this the middle of Makushita. Mm-hmm. There are some good fights.
Enho won. What the fuck? Enho won.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was a match.
Wasn't good.
That match was Enho. Did something, got his opponent at the edge, thought he won, started to go back, but his opponent wasn't out.
Oh,
so I
need to watch that.
That had to be fun to watch, yeah. Mm-hmm. I woke up for Waka Miyabi from Futagoyama against Tichi Kodai. Mm. And that was a good fight. That was a good fight.
Tenrose has won his Makushita match, his first one.
Oh, wait, yeah. Tenrose is in Makushita?
Yeah, he's debuting in Makushita this time, yeah. He's 57, but he is, yeah.
Hikaru Musashi lost by Ashitori.
Oh, like, well, he is like half, like him, his three-fourths leg, so that makes sense.
And I mean, my boy Goshima won against Mudoho from her judo.
Oh, nice! Yeah, what a hine!
Also, Hikaru Musashi was Hanka'd in that match, so like full on Hanka. He was Hanka into the leg pick immediately. Was like,
oh
on,
damn!
Man.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Let's see, Agora. Agora is one, nice, good. Let's see, did who else from Ajigawa fought today? Let's see. If anybody else from Ajigawa. Yukai won. Oh, also remember the Azuma thing that he had like a very fucked up first picture? He had like shingles or something all over his face. They changed his photo, the poor guy.
Kazuma, is that the dude that like debuted alongside Kusano and then tore his ACL immediately?
No, Azuma, yeah, it's a new guy. He's just a new guy.
Oh.
From which stable?
He's from Ajigawa. It's cause that was this thing that he had a It's the only thing he people were talking about him. It was that he had a really fucked up photo, because the photo they apparently had shingles all over his face.
Oh.
And he was like, couldn't they wait for a better day to take his photo? But
now I look at him, I do not recognize him at all.
Okay.
Maybe if I saw the other pics, I would be like, oh yeah, that's fucked up.
No, it was like not good to look at. I don't know where you can find it, but don't.
Yeah, I'm not gonna search.
No, it's not good. It's not good. I just glanced at like a 5 kanji shikon and I wanna find it again. What was that? Wait, where are you? Where are you, Win? Oh, what the fuck?
Better than what we were gonna originally do for fucking Daimausa.
What the fuck is this shikon? What are those kanji in the voice box? I know Fuji. I can read that.
Who?
In the voice box. This is Tsurugi Fuji from Takadagawa.
Takadagawa?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
There's
Takadagawa? Wait, what?
Not Takeru Fuji. Tsurugi Fuji, not it's not Tsurugi Sho, Tsurugi Fuji.
Yeah,
from Takanagawa.
And he has like a the weird ass shikona that I like in writing. It's so weird.
From Johnny Don, anyone today?
Yeah. Just pointing out his shikona, like the kanji are very weird. Never seen that. Very cool.
His shikona before was Kokufugata.
Kokufugata doesn't ring a bell at all. Good.
That has to be some sort of shikona too when typed.
Must be.
In kanji.
Dewa Nojo lost today, I believe.
Damn.
Oh boy. He's still wrestling? Damn.
Apparently.
Damn, because usually Kamahiko used to send me videos when he lost.
Lovely.
Because he lost a lot.
No, Batame has probably pulled out again, right? Because he's like massive. Yep.
He pulled out. Takeru Fuji pulled out.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
like
Endo
the
pulled out as well.
Endo. Oh. I read a phrase somewhere that he might be having his Kitajin stable immediately. Not immediately, but like he's going to retire soon and getting ready to open his stable.
Yeah, I heard that, but
I know someone's holding his elder stock right now, right?
No, Kitajin is open. Kitajin has been open for a while.
Kitajin is former.
Oh no, it is been used.
From the Oyakata channel.
Oh, the Oyakata channel.
Fuck! I do not remember his name.
I'm gonna look it up. Kitajin Tenkaiho. Tenkaiho.
Tenkaiho. Damn it.
Yeah, got it. And then you have like, oh, wait. Oh no, yeah, no. Kisuyama is borrowing. Tenkaiho is borrowing. Also, we are good in October. We are gonna have the Intaizumo of Miyogiryu and of Takakesho.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The battle hamster will be losing his fucking top knot.
He's gonna
somewhere. Takashima is very scared of this ideology.
He's gonna lose like 50% of his body weight in that hair.
For real, he's not real skinny, real quick.
No, yeah, no, he is a stick.
Which is good.
I mean, it is good. It's great, and I think Aoyama has also skinned. Has also gotten a bit more skinny, a little bit, not too much. The one I'm a bit worried with is Teru no Fuji, because he still seems pretty big.
Oh, he is still huge.
No, yeah, he's still big.
When you look at Isagahama Beya on YouTube, it's ooh, and he always wear like
the tightest shirt ever.
Yeah, and the belt for the back, you know.
Oh, really?
He often wear that. I guess his back is also fucked, which I could understand, and that's why he should lose weight.
Yep. Oh damn. Well, obviously. I mean,
also, isn't Kisama Sato also pretty big still, or
he's not massive. He's just normal fat, I guess. He's normal. Like he's just.
I mean,
it's too heavy.
Normal. But... I guess he's still like a good 300 pounds, but he was close to 400 when he was wrestling. No,
he was massive when he was active.
And Musashi Maru still looks big, but that's also because Musashi Maru and big ass Samoans.
Yeah, but like he had gotten smaller, but he got big in the last 10 years or so. So I mean he might just be getting old and sick and not moving too much.
Yeah, like Onokuni. Onokuni is still huge.
I mean, yeah, but he has what to walk with a cane, so I don't know how much can be helped.
Yeah, and he's like 60 or something?
No, yeah, he's gonna be retiring, let's see, 2 years from now.
And like some 62. Of those guys, even when they shed weight, they are already so big.
Yeah, no, they
that they can shed 100 pounds and still be huge.
Yeah.
Like Onokuni, as his top, he was 450 pounds. You can lose 250 pounds and still be big as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and a good example is Konishiki. Konishiki is still humongous.
No, he's massive.
Like those guys, and it's just crazy how, when you look at Onokuni and Chiyonofuji, you kind of think one of the two is gonna die first, and it's not the one you think that did.
Yeah.
Chiyonofuji, we've got them nearly abs visible.
Still,
abs
and he went first. Like, it's so weird. I mean, it's genetics at the end of the day, but also like,
yeah,
it's
tough. Luck, I guess.
Also, like Terao. Terao was also always very. Like, not with not a lot of fat, and he also passed away like 2 years ago.
Oh, long was it? Is it only 2 years?
It's been only
I
2 years.
Like it's been like five.
No, it was in 2023, I believe. Yeah, I think it is. Let me see. Homasho, when did he get his? Yeah, he passed away in 2023, and then Homasho got it in early 2024, the name, the Shikoroyama name, so, yeah, hasn't been that long.
Yeah, damn.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyway, tomorrow is going to be a lot of interesting matches.
It is going to be nice. So yeah, going from bottom of Okuchi to the top, we have Osho Mihitoshi, Tomokazu Shishi, Ryuden Ishikigi, Sano no Umi Tobizaru, Shona no Umi Asagoryu, Togi Hayate Mitakeumi, Mei Seiroga, Daesho Shodai, Chiro no Umi Fujinowaka, Ura Midori Fuji, which is going to be so fun. Kimboza Enoshima, Onokatsu Takanosho, Kusan no Ichiyamamoto, Hirado Umi Otoshoho, Wakamoto Haru Gonoyama, Atami Fuji Aonishiki, that's gonna be very fun as well. Wakatakakage Enoho, Abi Kirishima, Kotozakura Hakuoho, as we talked about earlier, and also the Yokozunas facing the old guard, so Tamawashi for Nosato and Takayasu for Hoshoi. Yeah,
that's gonna be interesting. See if the Yokozuna can keep winning, if Aonishiki can bounce back, because Atami Fuji is solid. Have they already fought?
Yes, and Aonishiki won.
Oh,
probably by Uchimoto because reasons.
No, it was Yorikiri.
Oh.
I mean, it's a good guess with Onishiki.
they fought two bashos ago, yeah, and
Onishiki
won.
But figure out how Onishiki is gonna win a match or just spin a fucking wheel.
Yeah, man, he has go on.
You cool. Said something and it sounded like you cut out like twice.
Yeah.
I said that I was gonna say that about he has both 26 wins with Yorikiri and Yoshidashi, and then he has like some the weird stuff coming back under. So he has Watashikomi, Wate Hineri, Susoharai, Oshitaoshi, Okurinage, Hikitoshi, Watatashinage. Shitate hineri, shitate dashinage, yoretaoshi, uchimoso, kirikaeshi, ukuridashi.
He is trained by the Wily Fox, you know?
Like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. This some he's... shit. I mean, Ishiki is Oyakata used to throw up. You know.
Yeah, no, I mean Ishiki was crazy.
Yeah.
He was. And I am surprised we haven't heard of many retirements, big retirements yet. Because I was expecting Shimano Umi to not fight, but he's scheduled to fight tomorrow against Kamito.
I guess what we said last episode, Shimano Umi will try to bounce back up right away. And if he does not... Or is he milking money? I don't know.
But I have no idea.
That's why I'm septic about the Endo retiring. I feel like he would be dumb to like not stay in salaried ranks and milk those Kimboshi that Kimboshi money, and then he falls down retired. Which I would completely understand. The guy is broken. He has so many injuries and health issues. I understand. But I don't see him retiring right away. And apart from those two, like, Takara Fuji is looking bad.
He is looking pretty...
Like, he had no strength today against Asasuiru, who's the lightest guy around.
Yeah, and also...
I think, honestly... Takara Fuji's gonna retire after this Basho.
Like, just like that, you think?
He's 38. It's obvious he can't fight the way he wants to anymore. I think, honestly, this is the last of Takara Fuji.
Damn.
I mean,
maybe.
But there are so many old guys that you can say the same, and they are still fighting.
I saw something on the stream I was watching yesterday. One of the guys that was fighting was, I think, 49?
Oh, that's probable.
I mean, yeah, but the lower division Rikishi, most of them joined right after junior high school, and they just don't know anything else. So some guys like that don't have anywhere else to go, they just try to stick around as long as they can. I mean, we had Hanakaze... be in sumo until he was like 53, I believe.
Yeah, but like there are other guys that went to Makuchi and then fell down and just are still sticking around. Like Amekaze, I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, yeah, Amekaze,
yeah. And he's still,
yeah,
you know, he's been like he was in the top division in 2016.
Yeah.
Nearly 10 years ago.
And like guys like Kitaharima, Yoshiazuma. There's another Azuma. There's another guy from Tamanoji.
Fuji Azuma,
yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Those two.
Those guys, like they've just like been around.
When did Yoshiazuma was... Wait, I have to see that, because it's been, like, such a long time.
It's, I think it's been, like, 2014. I wanna Yoshiazuma. I want to guess 2014.
Junior debut in 2007.
And he got back in 2011, hanged about Juryo, made his Makuchi debut in 2011, hanged between Juryo and Makuchi for a bit. His last salaried basho was in September 2014. I was right on, yeah. 2014.
And those guys are still hanging around.
Yeah.
That's so crazy when
it is crazy. It's insane.
Now he's only done 90.
When he was in his highest ranked basho, Hakuho was the sole Yokozuna. Like, Haruma Fuji was Ozeki, Koto Oshu was still around, Baruto was still around, Kisen Osato was Sekiwake, Kakuryu was Sekiwake, like, and this guy was like, and Fujiyazuma was Magashara 7 as well, in that tournament. Just under Takayasu, so like, I also talk about how Takayasu, between Takayasu and Kaisei.
You want something crazier?
What?
He started 4 years before I was born.
Okay, that. Oh yeah, he's from 96.
He started in 96.
Wow.
Next year it will be 30 years.
He joined when
not next year, in 4 months.
When he was in Maezumo, Wakanohana and Musashimaru were not Yokozuna yet. That's insane. That's insane, actually.
Holy shit.
I am... Wait. Wow.
He's born in 77, and he started in 96. That's 19. He was 19?
Wow, and he was not young. Damn, how old is he?
That's young.
No, how old? He's 48 now. Wow, he's almost 50. That's crazy.
Because I know he's been around for a lot, but I got really curious, and holy shit, Yoshiyama, like, damn. And one of the tallest wrestlers in sumo right now.
Yeah, no, he's 195, 196.
Yeah, nearly 2 meters tall.
Mm-hmm.
I think only one guy that makes his debut or going to make his debut is taller than
him. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. There's his young stablemate, Mongolian Otogonbat. He's 197. This guy is going to be the tallest in sumo once he debuts.
And
then the Hokusai flashbacks start happening.
I think he's going to start in November, the same time as...
Ochirsai, the strongest... Yeah. Being called by the media, I saw he was being called the strongest recruitee ever. Which, I mean, yeah, he has Sanyaku-level strength, people are saying, because he did defeat Kirishima a couple of times, like, last year, 2 years... last year, I think, he defeated... Kirishima, who went there on the Geiko. So
imagine if he starts and he gets a Makikoshi.
That would be hilarious. That would be the funniest thing ever.
If I was him and this happens, I'm retiring on the spot. like I'm just like, okay, I fucked up.
I can see it.
I'm so excited. And
I am really excited.
His part. I don't even know his age because he's been stalling to start.
Yeah, he has been stalling for a while. I think he's like definitely in his 20s, obviously. I just don't know what his age is. Let me try and look in Japanese, but I don't know. Ochiru Sai.
It's easy to search, guys. It's easy to search Mongolian names.
Oh yeah, in Japan, in katakana. Oh damn, yeah. The easiest thing ever.
Full stop. The things we do for you, the listeners.
According to Yahoo, he is 23.
Oh, okay, so not that old.
No.
Okay, he's older than me? Damn.
Dang.
You fucking child.
Then again, Hakuo and I are like a month apart.
I'm the same age as Onosato.
Damn.
That hurts. Onosato did so many things, I have done nothing.
You ruptured your fucking rotator cuff.
Actually, I'm gonna know tomorrow. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., I will be in the hospital getting an MRI.
Oh no, did you fuck up your knee?
No, it's my shoulder. My knee.
Oh, okay. Fuck, okay. Well, best of luck.
Fucked for a long time.
I see.
But, we're just gonna check to know how bad it is. Because I got arthritis. On my completely on the shoulder and elbow, and we know the tendon in my shoulder is how you say that he's not used but damaged.
Right.
But we don't know if he's ruptured or not, because it's been like 3 years since I checked. So we're gonna see that.
Wow.
And the results are going to suck, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best, because yeah, it does seem like it's gonna be tough.
The best of luck on that recovery.
The best is gone. I like either way, it's bad.
Oh damn. I mean, well, I hope it's the least bad.
And if it's really bad, I'll get surgery.
Damn. Okay.
And I won't work for a good time, so that's good.
I mean, that is nice. Is it paid leave? Is it paid leave? That's the main thing.
I mean, now it's in France, it's pretty complicated.
Right.
But I'll get paid, but not completely.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, it's still something. Like it's a whole thing. But
yeah, no, I can imagine.
I won't get the surgery before next year anyway.
Okay, well that's something at least.
Because I'm stupid, I'm gonna push.
It'll give Tom and Asato more time to farm the fucking raid boss in Wilds. It's coming out at the end of the month.
Oh yeah, baby. Is there? Surgery tomorrow, yeah, guys. Confirmed. He's gonna be in bed.
I am sick.
Hey,
guys.
His back, guys.
Man, I joked. I went to do my kendo training, and one guy saw I have a Hollow Knight t-shirt, and he was like, I guess it was between coming to kendo and playing Silk Song, and I was like, yes. But well, we've blown the hour mark, and it's been a very good episode to talk about first day. Now next episode we're gonna have a week of sumo to talk about. So it's gonna be very interesting. And RTY champion pick, if we remember, but we will, shortly.
Yeah.
Don't give us too much credit.
No. Well, thank you for joining us on Dojo Download. I've been Kaitetsu, and I've been joined by Tamano Sato.
Yay.
And Ho. And Kuno Usagi. We'll see you all next week, where we might see Hoshoryu maybe pull out, maybe stay in. Who knows? It's Hoshoryu. See you next time, everybody.